Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, won 5 international awards, folks. I'm very proud of it. The Third Ingredient with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Steve Forbes is our guest. Forbes.com is his website. He's editor-in-chief and chairman of Forbes Media. Steve, thanks again for being here.
Good to be with you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure. You're always welcome here, Steve. I want to talk about something I don't hear anybody else talking about. Everybody's wringing their hands about the red that's being licked off their candy with regard to trade, their tariffs, the loss of business, et cetera, where in their polling, I polled my audience about how they feel, how much latitude are they willing to give, how much rope are they willing to give the Trump administration, how much pain are they willing to live with in order to get better trade deals. It seems that American business seems to be willing to give him some latitude on this. But I'm saying, wait a minute, guys, let's take what we're negotiating for, let's discount it by 40%. Let's say we're only going to get 60% of what we want. Let's apply that to the economy in America a year from now, 5 years from now. We could be off to the races like we've never seen before on the other side of redoing these trade deals, Steve. No, I don't hear anybody else talking about that. Why can't we get excited about what could happen?
Well, let's do scenarios on that. Both good. One is, if you waved a magic wand today and all the trade disputes were resolved and that was off the table, all the uncertainty all gone, you'd see the market, you'd see the Dow go up 5,000 points.
Yes.
You'd see the market roar up 20%. When you look at what earnings are doing, the prospect of another tax cut, more deregulation, especially for small businesses, huge stuff. And you'd see 4%, 3.5%, 4% growth become the new norm, the new normal. On the deals in particular, getting back to the real world, the key is going to be, can he get these things done? Now, what you take, for example, Europe. They're supposed to start beginning negotiations and doing several areas where there'd be zero tariffs. Since we have about the lowest average tariff, and tariff is another word for sales tax. Let's keep that in mind. And if you have a zero, that's going to be a huge benefit. It'd be a huge benefit for our trading partners, but an even huger benefit for us. So I hope the European thing goes beyond the generalities and they get really going for zero tariffs, zero sales taxes on more and more, no more trade barriers. That would be enormously positive. I think we'll get something done with Mexico and Canada. They got to tie those two together. We are integrated in many ways. But the big one is going to be what's going to happen with China.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to hold our breaths a little bit, cross our fingers.
Can I stick something in here? Let me stick a little piece of information in here that you just brought up, which is perfectly timed. I just interviewed the trade person for PayPal last hour. And she said her name is Adriana Bello. She's in charge of their cross-border trade for PayPal. She reported that while Mexican consumers would be less likely to allow a price increase because of a tariff, that Chinese customers would not have a problem with that. So think about that. In other words, Chinese customers want American stuff so much they're willing to pay for a little bit more for it. That's the PayPal research. How about that?
Well, that's good news because a lot of our companies are selling stuff over there. You know, GM, the first half of the year, sold more cars in China than in the U.S. And it always surprises everyone over here one of the big status cars in China, you know, you really show you've got hot stuff when you have it, is the Buick.
Right.
Imagine the Buick. And so, you know, Apple sells for over $40 billion of stuff over there.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a huge market for our stuff. And this is where it's going to take a skilled negotiation. I hope they just take it off the front page
right.
and get down to nitty-gritty and find ways to resolve these things. Because
is
where I thought I thought we could have gotten our European friends to work with us on China's trade abuses and presented a united front.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have gotten a lot.
That was
more
a missed opportunity.
Don't
you think though?
Think so,
don't
yes.
you think though that people are underestimating the leverage that America has with our dollar, with our now self-sufficiency in energy? Don't you think we're underestimating the leverage that America has to negotiate these better deals for on our behalf?
I think they're beginning to see what they saw back again in the 1980s when everyone thought we were malaise time.
Yep.
And our best days were behind us. And then the Reagan boom started and people said, oh, my God, the U.S. is where it's at. That's starting to happen again. And the good thing about that, if it's allowed to continue, Jim, is other countries will start to imitate us.
Mm-hmm.
They won't acknowledge it. But just when Reagan did his massive tax cuts
yep.
in the 80s.
Yep.
Within a few years, 50 countries around the world
yep.
followed with tax
they
cuts
sure
of their own.
They sure did.
So success begets success.
And that's where I think we should be focusing on the trade issues, folks. Let's quit worrying about whether somebody licked the red off our candy today. We can have a lot of new candy in a year or so for a long time. Tintail, right back with Steve Forbes. We'll get back. I want to talk to him about cryptocurrency and gold. He knows how to put those together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.